TB has been on the increase in cattle in England, causing huge financial and personal hardship for farmers. But according to the Shadow Environment Secretary Mary Cray, a cull is not the medicine farmers need.
It is bad for farmers, as the cull would cost them more than it saves them. Bad for farmers because the science does not stack up. And bad for farmers as tourists decide to holiday somewhere else, having decided that the sound of gunfire and protest is not conducive to vacation relaxation.
The science showed, she argued, that culling would not solve the problem. In fact, it was likely to make things worse. Surviving badgers would run from the cull and spread the disease further afield. Labour's Stephen McCabe thought there was one real reason why this method had been chosen to deal with the problem, and it wasn't a scientific one.
Free shooting's been adopted because it's simply the cheapest way to kill. If you're committed to a culling strategy, there are alternatives that could be more effective, but free shooting is cheap, and that's what we're getting, killing on the cheap.
The Environment Secretary, Owen Paterson, said culling had to be part of any solution.
I firmly believe that based on the best available evidence, culling badgers to control TB can make a significant contribution to getting on top of this terrible disease. I have no doubt that the benefits from badger control will, to the businesses, farmers and communities that have suffered for too long, prove worthwhile. And that's why it is crucial that these pilots go ahead.
And the Conservative MP Neil Parish said the cull was absolutely necessary.
Farmers in Devon and in my constituency feel that for the 13 years of Labour government, they were told all the time there was a vaccination just over the hill, just there, we can get it. And when Labour came to power, there were 6,000 cattle taken with TB. When they left, it was 30,000. Yeah. And so, therefore, it is the duty of this government actually to take action.
Even so, some Conservatives had their concerns too. One, Tracy Crouch, said that while she had enormous sympathy for farmers, she couldn't support the cull, though Tory colleagues had taken a dim view of her the last time she spoke out against it.
I was completely surrounded by colleagues who profoundly disagreed with me, some of whom have barely spoken to me since, and it was one of my most daunting experiences in my short time here. Today feels like Groundhog Day, only this time it's come with added pressure to try and change my mind or abstain on the matter.
But she hadn't changed. She was still going to march through the voting lobby with Labour MPs.
I want my voting record to show that I'm against this barbaric, indiscriminate and ill-thought-through cull.
Well, Tracy Crouch did vote against the cull, but she was in a small minority of around a dozen or so coalition MPs who did. And although the vote would not have stopped the cull going ahead in any case, the government still won with a majority of 49.